We do have Maulana Ashraf on the line. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakumullah khairan for joining us on the show this morning.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
The book that we are reviewing this morning on the show is more for the younger listeners. The book Tales from Rumi by Ali Fuad Belkin. What is this book about, and who is Rumi that is referred to in the title?
Rumi is known is a known scholar. He's known as a Sufi, Jalaluddin Rumi. And today he is in fact one of the most published poets in the West. His poetry is one of the cornerstones of Middle Eastern, Central, and Southeast Asian cultures. Maulana Rumi, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Alayh, as he is known as, when he was writing his books, he wrote at a time when the Muslim world was in conflict. There were wars, there was lots of internal dissension, there was problems, there was migrations, wide-scale migrations also. But in the midst of all of this, Maulana Rumi emphasized in his works the human virtue and also developing a spiritual insight of the heart. So that is Maulana Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali Maulana, and he is an important scholar of the 13th century.
And then Maulana, the book that focuses on the stories or the tales from Rumi, from which books of Rumi are these stories taken?
Okay, so this book in front of us is a book for younger readers. It's called Tales from Rumi, Masnavi Selections for Young Readers. And it is edited by a scholar from Turkey, Ali Bilkan. Now, like the title suggests, he has taken his stories from the Masnavi. All the fables that he has collected here are from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi's Rahmatullah Alayh's astounding collection that we know as the Masnavi. In the Masnavi, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh had no less than 24,000 verses of poetry. And this book, Tales from Rumi, is a collection of the best stories. So he selected very carefully the best stories from this classic, literary world classic, the Masnavi, that are suitable for younger readers, Maulana.
And then, Maulana, for what ages is this book?
Well, I would say that readers, perhaps by 10 years old, they should be able to read these stories. And like all good books, you know, if parents are involved and they can also read to the younger readers also, if there's our children who are younger than 10, perhaps parents can read to them. Reading to children is so important nowadays. We know it has been emphasized as a first step towards developing our youngsters and as a first step in the education to read to them. So parents can read to the students, to their children also. And in fact, the truth of the matter is, Maulana, these stories are such that as adults, we can also take delight in reading from reading this type of book.
That is so true, Ma, that the importance of reading to children and the importance of letting them read as well. Maulana, the book itself, as you said, it is for the younger listeners, but the language that is used in the book, would you say it's suitable for readers of this age?
Well, this is a very important question that you raised, because we know sometimes we have Islamic children's books that are written with very good intentions. People want to write books and they want to prepare them for the children, but unfortunately they're not written well. In the case of this book that we have in front of us, particular care has been taken to make these fables readable, and the language is really very, very suitable for youngsters. The selection of words are good, and it will grow their vocabulary as such, and they are not pitched at a level where the students will find them difficult. And neither is it too simplistic, and the type of language that is used is very suitable, Maulana.
And as you mentioned, the language is suitable for them, but children like illustrations as well. Are there any illustrations in this book?
Yes, Maulana, there are illustrations. A good storybook, like you say, for students always, for children should have some illustrations. And there are, so almost every fable has a suitable illustration. And the illustrator is also a Turkish person, Erdis Şimen, and he has illustrated the book in a very good way, Maulana. And they are suitable illustrations, I think.
And then, Moran, from the tales that are mentioned in the book, how does the author go about or tell us of the morals of the stories?
At the end of every tale, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi addresses his own heart, and he says what the sentence beginning with the words "knows us," and then follows his moral exhortation. And in that moral exhortation, he draws the reader's attention to just some of the wisdoms which can be gained from this fable. The author, the editor of this book, Al-Ali Bilkan, has then simplified what Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi says and explained these wisdom in clear and very plain terms for the young reader. So the readers can themselves also, Maulana, take out more lessons from these fables, and parents can, glean more lessons from these tales from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi's collection.
And then, Maulana, could you tell us more about the author of the book?
The author, Ali Fuad Bilkan, is the head of the Department of Turkish Language and Literature at the TOBB University of Economics and Technology in Ankara, Turkey. So he's a Turkish scholar, but his rendition of this, I think his collection, certainly his selection, is very, very careful, and he has made a good contribution in a field outside his field of economics.
And then the publisher of the book, Mark, could you tell us more about that?
The publisher is Tughra Books in New Jersey in America. And this book was published already in 2013. The book is printed in Turkey, and it's very well done. The publishing is very well done. It's a hardcover collection. There's a bookmark that comes, built into the book, and it's really attractive for any youngster to pick up and to read, Malan.
And Malan, how long is the book? How many pages is it?
Malan, there's 128 pages in the book, and these cover 32 of the stories. So the author has selected 32 stories, and in 128 pages, some of the stories are quite short, just two pages. The others go a bit longer, but all in all, there are 32 stories that are covered in these 128 pages.
And then the price of the book, Maulana, and where is the book available?
The book is available, Maulana, in on Amazon.com, so one can buy it online. But it's also available at ICRA agencies in Pretoria. And they are, or you can contact them at 012-374-2987. The book costs about 150 rand, but it's really worthwhile, Maulana, to buy this book. It's worth the investment. So all in all, Maulana, it's really a good buy, and I think the children will benefit from it.
Anything else, Maulana, would like to add on about the book?
I think what a book like this offers a person when reading fables and when reading these stories as such is a new way of looking at the world. And if we can give that insight to our children, that how to look at the world, how to understand the world around us, and if it's done through fables, then I think, we have a win-win situation. We get the lesson through to them. They understand the lesson that they're aiming at and trying to impart, and at the same time they do it in a way that is entertaining and in a way that they can always remember the story that gives that lesson on.
Jazakumullah khairan for sharing with us the book and the review of this book, and certainly a very interesting one for the younger listeners.
Yes, Maulana, the title again, Tales from Rumi, Masnavi Selections for Young Readers. And you're looking for this particular book because there are many books nowadays with, Rumi has become so popular that there are many books with similar titles nowadays. But you are looking for the book Tales from Rumi, and the author is Bilkan, B-I-L-K-A-N, Ali Fuad Bilkan. So I think that's our readers should ask for that book. And this is the book they're looking for, Tales from Rumi by Ali Fuad Bilkan.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana, and inshallah we speak with you next week.
Inshallah, Mulana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.